You guys want live reaction to me eating a piece of pizza with pineapple on it for the first time
in
my life?
Yes, first bite, yeah?
Oh,
here we go.
You ready to go?
He's hoisting it toward his face.
I'm going to get a big bite, too.
Oh, I swear, there was four or five pineapples
in
that.
And he almost took a half the slice in one bite.
Oh, his eyes, they're looking at the... Oh, he's nodding.
Hey, wait
the
out.
The sweetness has now hit. He's nodding.
What else is on that pizza besides the pineapple?
Okay. All right.
Yeah?
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Just a little kick of sweet.
No, I told you, it's going to be good. You're going to love it.
Sweet, savory.
Just a little sweet kick.
Nothing wrong with that
okay,
at all.
Okay, there you go. And that was brave of you.
Like it... It seems ridiculous on the surface.
One last thing for Donnie to try from Mike Soroy.
I know.
All right.
Dude,
and?
You've introduced me to
look
so much.
Look at you now.
Look at me now. God. About to go play probably 36 holes of golf today.
You're dang right. He loved it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's not bad.
Dave.
I mean, I'm not saying the next pizza I order will have pineapple on it, but maybe the one after that.
There you go. And we have to thank Huey, Houston Wyatt, for sending pizza up. Because he sent us one legit pizza with the pineapple, and then, of course, he sent one non-pizza left beef, which he sent to dozens of remotes for Cirque. He's probably spent $500 and hours on the phone trying to explain to the poor pizza shop that he actually wants a pizza with just dough and meat on the side.
On half.
Only on half.
That is weird.
Thank you,
that
Huey.
That is weird, yes. Thank you so much, Huey. Today is Mike Soroy's last day here at the Ticket.
What?
Yeah. He'll be around, but he won't be here every day to brace us with his beautiful face and his quick wit.
That's right.
So we're going to spend the next couple of segments maybe reliving all 15 years of Mike Soroy here at the Ticket every single day. We're going to go play by play about what happened. But no, Jer put together a pretty cool montage. I haven't heard this. I don't know if Soroy's heard this or not. But let's do it. Let's pay tribute to Mike Soroy right here. Ticket.
F*** everybody! F***ing A! Yes! Oh my f***ing God! F***ing Magic Man! That is for the f***ing damn old Cray Wolf!
They have metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
Say what you want about Bryce Easton, but there's only 60 people talking to him.
You have family here in the Metroplex too, right? You're from here?
And then the girls are looking over here, and they look over there, and they look back here. Okay.
So I'm just concerned, though. I don't want to ruin this blanket that I do care a lot about. There's no tag on it.
Did you do a segment about that today or no?
Whatever the root is of this issue...
I just like to get f***ed up.
I was a little high. I just find myself getting high, but it was about the 51st minute of the game. Sam.
His headphones aren't even on.
Sam. Where's the audio? And I thought if you played the audio there, it would be nice. You know, when I set it up. Sam.
It is break time. 7:25 the time. Tons of big fights available left.
Read your text. I'll be doing something, and I say I'll text him back in a minute. And I just forgot.
And then five days go by in between each of those texts?
I mean, if I forget 5 minutes later, I'm going to forget 5 days later, too. It's not like I'm sitting there constantly thinking about, oh, crap, I got to get back about that fantasy league. Like I said, I should have texted you back earlier. I just forgot.
Multiple times.
Yes. And I've apologized, and I've taken it for it. Like, I should have texted you back. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Slit my throat?
I want you to publicly apologize.
I have publicly apologized. I'm sorry. I've said it 3 GD times. What else do you want me to say, Mike?
I said that's what I want. You did it. So good effing job.
And quit acting like you know anything about my life. Are you just trying to make good radio, or...
No, I'm mad at you, and again...
I understand that, and I apologize.
This is what it looks like when somebody's mad at you. You can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, that's it, now stop it.
So you just want to keep railroading me? Okay.
You knew this was going to happen, including your final text when you authorized me to blast your nuts on air.
Okay.
On Saturday. This is what
that
sounds like. This is what that sounds like.
I
mean, it's just the highest level of inconsiderate BS, man.
I don't know how you got this far in life, but if you're unaware that the left lane is actually made for passing, fine. I mean, that's almost your best excuse. But when I pass, and you're, I don't want to describe physical attributes, but you're texting and looking down, and it's a disaster, you're I mean, it's as bad as being drunk and driving. And you can go...
Sam.
When I say broke through, play the audio.
We're all about speed today.
30.
What happened, Trav? What are you doing, man?
We're having some issues in here. It's not playing what I'm telling it to play, and then it's coming out of like the wrong number. It's all messed up.
All right, well, just understand.
Was that your record for most on air?
Yes.
Yeah, actually,
that was solid.
You're pretty good, man.
Yeah, he didn't have a shake voice at all.
Just get everything worked out because when we play the audio from Rachel Starr, we can have no problems.
Oh, that's fine. He's through a mini.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know the difference in one thing or another. I just want to make sure that we have our Rachel Starr. 12:14 is the time. This is the Circus Roy radio program.
I've not completed 5Ks before when I had to walk, but I think that's when I was being too ambitious and trying to, like, push a little bit, and then it just didn't work out.
What, like too early?
I was trying to maybe going a little too hard, and then I'm just like, I'm dead. I'm
gassed yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if there's then a hill that I wasn't unaware of.
Yeah.
And you talk about misery. Run up a hill for even...
I would love to, Mike.
50 yards.
I ain't going nowhere.
Neither am I.
I'm ticket for life.
Good for you, dude. Good for you.
THF is TFL. Sports are to be enjoyed with friends.
Are birds happy?
They now call themselves Charlotte.
Huh. Who knew?
Who knew?
What do you think about that, Mike?
That's pretty wild, man.
It'll always be you.
So when I grew up, I was a huge NWA fan. I was just listening to Death Certificate last night, and I figured, who better than you to ask the ultimate question? Alone in my car, am I allowed to sing these whole songs?
Yeah.
That's same. Okay?
Yeah, why not?
But anyone else in my car, I can't.
I mean, you can sing them. They songs.
He always looks at me sideways, and they come on, and I mute myself, and I don't know what to do now.
Man, you got you got to, I mean, you know, that sounds like a personal problem. Man.
No, I have to ask.
That y'all got to deal with. The song is out there, so they out there to be sung. You know, right. I go to a rap concert, I don't want nobody muting themselves. You know?
I'd be against
you. You're the public. You're a simple-minded guy. I'm complex.
My hands are shaking. You have me rattled tonight.
That is not the purpose of this program. The purpose here is to enlighten, not to shake you.
Okay. I'm too frightened to use my government name. Please call me Mark Savoy. I live in a modest Dallas home, abutted to the former residence of...
My producer, Mike Saroy, is an excellent table tennis player.
No.
I don't know when this might ever occur, but if you're looking for a game, Mike's ready.
Well, I'm not. If that changes, Sarah Melton has your number, and I'll make sure I check in with you.
I'm right upstairs, Carlisle.
1,096, 1,097, 1,098, 1,099, 1,100. 1101 without 1101 1102 1103 1104 1105 1106 1107.
Thank you, Norm, and I know you're going to thank a bunch more people, but God, you spend so much time thanking everyone, and I know you know how much you put into this, but you deserve the main thanks here. You really do. I mean, you are an absolute animal to be able to do this on so many levels. Just the fact to be on the air, sitting in one place, putting together this guest list, basically thinking of all the segment ideas that you do and executing the whole thing and doing it with such a good reason in your heart to do it year after year after year. I'm a better person for having gotten this job, for getting to work with you regularly, for becoming your friend, and I would sit here for as many hours as you're willing to sit here just to say that I could help out, be a part of it. So I love you, buddy. Thank you, and congratulations, because you are the best.
And by the way, Tech just hit the ugliest field goal in the history of mankind. A sideways kick. Did you see that thing? It was unbelievable on the last play of the game. And Tech has won the game 34-31 over Minnesota in the ninth.
I have to leave the ticket.
Hey.
Wow.
Love you, man.
I love you, man.
That was just for you.
Thank
you.
Just
from the heart.
That drop at the end of the montage with the Normathon, like we usually cut it off after the field goal. Norm gave the score. That is so incredible that I don't even remember hearing the whole thing. Like, yeah, Mike couldn't see it. You know why? Because the tears were blurring everything in him as he's pouring his heart out. And Norm gave the score.
Yeah. He's just sitting there looking like our shirt.
He's pouring like he has no heart left. It's all in a puddle right in front of him. And Norm had to let us know what the score was. That is incredible. Oh, man.
That was nice, Jer. Those things aren't easy to put together. I bet you worked on that a lot. So thanks, dude. That's very cool.
That's great.
I knew I wanted to end.
I figured. I was surprised at the speed talk. Like, there's some speed talkings that I've never heard
before.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten about some. And thanks to Travis Mejia, too. He sent me a lot of this stuff, too, that we used that I'd forgotten about.
I love you, Travis.
I think Sam may have been my favorite.
I remember that day.
Sam.
And that was when he was in timeout from talking for a month.
God, I remember that.
That's right.
He got banished from microphones, not doing tickers.
Wow.
Ah, that's great. Thank you,
Jer. So he's just looking at you, staring and smiling.
Yeah. Sam.
Oh, man. I laugh, so I won't cry. All right, it's 11-11. Let's have a little more Mikey appreciation, and let's go into the production room and hear what that's all about and more next here on The Ticket. Teen. What do you feel? This is the world's most dangerous midday show. On the last day of one Mike Soroy, who's the most dangerous part of this show. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm okay. Again, thanks to Huey for the pizza. And we did get another gift sent up here. I'll show you what it is. It's a little like a little statue almost. And it's got a little puppy dog with wings on it. So it's clearly made for if you have a friend whose puppy passes on. And it says, in memory of a faithful friend and companion. And it's really sweet. Right? Also a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
So then I open the card, of course, and it says, bless your bald buns, Mike Soroy. See you in hell, Ham.
Good Lord. That ham is something special, boy.
How does he do it?
You know what? Because he did send me a text message that said, hey, there should be a package for Mike at the front desk. It said it was delivered. So he wanted to make sure that he put his stamp on everything.
Yeah, of course.
That man's mind ham is so dark.
Yeah. Thank you, Ham.
Bless your
still
bald
sort
buns.
Of sweet, I guess.
Ham.
Oh, man. Mikey's ham. Last day. We just heard a beautiful montage put together by Big Strong Jer. Now, I think this was delivered to Dan McDowell, and I don't know if it was some sort of White Elephant Day thing, or I have no idea. But every time we are done with the show, our production guy, Pat, Fake Bob.
Friggin' Pat.
He'll stand outside, and he's waiting for someone to record, and
it's
everyone
like a fisherman
knows.
Standing by the stream, and we're all trying to get by him
seriously.
As quick as we can, and he's hook
posted
somebody.
Up. He's posted up in a position where you can't walk by him. You have to see him.
Yeah.
And he'll point, I need you.
You are the one I need.
And you have to go in and record a spot. And Pat listens to every single second of this radio station. And it's awesome. And we can talk to him pretty much any kind of way.
Yeah.
Because he's just Pat.
I love Pat.
I do too. He's just Pat. So Pat emailed me yesterday and said he put together about a minute and a half of outtakes from Mike Soroy in the production room as he's recording spots. Now, of course, you have to have some careful editing because it is Mike Soroy and it is messing up reading a spot in a production room. So
wait, I usually yell at Pat, but it's just to make him laugh.
Right. And we all do.
Okay.
We all do, yeah.
Okay. Just set that up because
it is going to sound a little mean, but it's Pat.
I'm just trying to make Pat laugh, which he does every time.
And we all
bit, I think.
We all do different things to Pat when we mess up, knowing that he loves it, he can take it, and he dishes it right back to you when you're recording the spot. So let's listen to some Soroy outtakes from the production room.
Check, 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 yeah? Ah! Ah! Yeah? Ready? Ah! Check, 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 check.
Okay, I'm rolling.
This is new shit, so this may take a second. I don't know.
Ready, Pat. Jamming me up again. More Pat bull. You You silly I have no idea. I've not even read this, so I like trying it without even reading it once. All right, ready, Pat? You
Hey, Michael here for thehetrustedlap.com and
check, 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 check. You ready, you stupid son of a?
I'm ready when you're ready.
Woo, 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 woo! Check, 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 check. You, Pat.
I love not reading these ones.
Hey, hey, f*** your face.
I'm going to try to do sexy voice at the beginning.
Hey, f*** faces, you've heard of the trustedlab.com, haven't you?
Beep it out.
They're going to hear it. That's the thing, is that they hear a million spots in one ear, out the other. That one, they're going to be locked in.
Boom, I'll take this.
There you go.
Good God.
Soroy outtakes from Pat.
Sorry, Pat. I'm sorry to everyone around here for everything.
Don't be.
That's funny.
That is funny. So, man, I have a couple of things that I need to find, but I want to present next segment.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of our wonderful collaborations as far as
cool
music goes.
Yeah.
And we'll get that done. But if you want to play any more audio here, I know you had a couple of pieces of audio from the back of your twisted mind that maybe you want to play here.
Well, we were talking about like listing some favorite moments or trying to remember some old stuff, and we can do that, I don't know, next time, however you want to do it. But I think the first thing that I feel like I contributed was we did a prank on an intern, the Grego Fernando prank. I don't know if anybody remembers it, but we had an intern named Greg Fernandez. So I started calling him Grego Fernando. And we don't have the audio for it. It doesn't matter, but that was like the first time I kind of really did something and I was like, all right, this kind of worked. And we sent him on a wild goose chase around the studio looking for, what was it? Left-handed headphones or something, and just, you know, how new jobs.
ISDN line.
Yeah, we needed him to find ISDN line, which is not a thing. So we had him in Kat's office and Rich Phillips' office, and I had recorders in all these rooms. You remember that one, Normie?
Oh, yes. And you've got to know, this kid was so wonderfully serious. And, I mean, Mike was giving him an important task. He had to go find an ISDN line.
God, what a jerk.
And he was so nervous. He's going to the Cat's office where people he's never even talked to. And he's like, and they all knew it was coming. And he's like, oh, Mike said he needs it. And Rich Phillips, well, yeah, he needs it. Last time I had it, I thought you had it. And we blamed him. So that kind of gave me confidence. And then, but my favorite one prank wise was the family Zuzek. And I know that's probably Norm's favorite. And if we have both of them here. So if you've never heard it, we do the NBA draft. Norm's one of the hosts back in the day, and we do the recorded profiles for all the players. But I know the people recording them, all the ticker people and whoever, they don't know all these college athletes or, God forbid, the international athletes. So Jake was the target, and we created a fake Russian basketball player. And I think I wrote his other profiles, too, and we just slid that one in. And we had him very seriously read a profile for the NBA draft of a player that does not exist.
Boris Zuzek, a 7'9", 202-pound center out of Russia. Zuzek, known as Sputnik 2 in his home country, is an 18-year-old physical specimen who makes up for his lack of girth with one of the most impressive wingspans on Earth. Once he suits up, Zuzek will become the tallest player in NBA history. His 8 foot 1 inch wingspan is nearly enough for him to be able to touch the ground with one hand while simultaneously touching the net with the other. Zuzek averaged 14 points, 17 rebounds, and a league record 8 blocks per game last season in the Russian Gagarin League. Issues with his visa prevented Zuzek's participation in the NBA Combine, so he's considered the biggest high upside question mark in the draft.
And I remember I got there the next morning, and you checked the audio files, and I'm like, oh my God, he did it. And Norm knew about that one, and Jake was running the board. That was me and Mino, by the way. That's when Mino was an intern. He helped me with that whole prank. And Jake was running the board hoping Zuzek got picked, you know, and Norm was dying laughing. It was just so funny. So,
well, Mike, it was so great because Jake is such an eager puppy dog when he arrived at the station, and he was given a job to do, to record profiles for the NBA draft. I mean, this is going to be great.
Yeah, I remember the first time I was asked to record profiles for the draft, and we listened to the draft coverage, just excited to hear my profiles air and be on the radio. But then 10 years went by, and we got one young Julie Dobbs. And I went ahead and ran it back and had a little more fun.
Dmitry Zuzek is a 7'5", 201-pound center out of Russia. He's simply one of the most imposing prospects the NBA has seen in years. Not as tall as his famous father, Boris, Dmitry is every bit as dominant in the paint. Known as Sputnik 3, Zuzek led the Molotov League with 21 rebounds and 12 blocks a game last season. Zuzek recorded an incredible 51-inch vertical leap at the NBA Combine. He credits his freakish athletic ability to having grown up swimming in the Pripyat River adjacent to the location of the Chernobyl disaster.
So many things wrong with that.
That
7'5", 201.
Yeah.
But he's so imposing that you've never seen a 7'5", 201 person.
They're lean.
Pound person that imposing.
He's a Zuzek. I can tell.
I think that one's even better than the first one, personally. The Chernobyl disaster is the chef's kiss.
I'm swimming
the
in
Molotov
the
Molotov League.
Yeah.
It's a terrible league to play in, but he made it.
Just snuck so much stuff in there.
She nailed Pripyat, too.
Yeah, she did. I think she looked up Pripyat, like the proper name of the river. But didn't actually look up Dmitry Zuzek at any point.
Mike, didn't you prepare also Larry Barber, the profile on Larry Barber?
Yeah, that's the other one we got Jake on the first time we did. It was Larry Barber who set the gym on fire in high school, literally.
Literally.
Jeez. All right, Mikey, let's listen to you in song next, all right? Let's go out in a blaze of glory with Scream Singing Saroy. That's next here on The Ticket. Of Saroy as an everyday employee here at The Ticket. So we can do this however you want. I know you want to chat, and I do want to play some songs, some of our Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis collabos that we did, or even just you did, to kind of lead you out in song. But if you want to do that first and then chat
last. Yeah, I can play one. Why not?
That.
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
No, it's not up to us. This is your last. This is your last
your
segment. Yeah, it's your day.
We'll play a tune then. Whoa!
I want to start with
On the Ticket.
One of our. Oh, you know what? I didn't even preview this. I don't know if it's. But this is one of. We went to lunch, Mike. I know you remember this, and it was when Julie was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We went to lunch trying to decide what we wanted to do as far as the song goes. And once we decided what we wanted to do, we put our heads together pretty quickly and wrote this tune. And let's go. Here we go. You're part-time, Julie.
There's so many that are my favorites, but just
part-time Julie Donovan.
She is, yes. So while we're sad we won't see her every day, we still have Julie around. So she's part-time Julie. I think I love it because Saroy just finds his own rhythm and beat. Called up Ring once, then heard the news. And what she said gave us the blues. And the reason for this song is part-time Julie.
To tuck her kids in bed at night. The real reason her paycheck's light. Full-time is through. It's part-time Julie.
3 years in the ticker booth is all we got. So much more than simply press box hot. want. Now we sit here sad and feeling all alone. Guess our station CEO needed a second home.
The kids need lunch, everything's fine. Kelly can play another nine. Cranberry will be pleased.
It's part-time, Julie. All right, all right. That, I love that tune, Mike.
I do, just, too. I don't agree with any of those lyrics, but I...
Even the process of us writing that thing was...
One of the funny things when we do songs is Donnie has to carry the whole thing, and he almost has to cue me when it's time for me to sing. Like, on stage, we've done this at Ticket Stock and Summer Bash. Because I know so little about music, like, I don't even know when to start. And he'll like look at me and then, okay, now's your time. And he's like counting beats and everything, and I have no idea.
I want to play a little bit of what I feel is our greatest collaboration, hands down. And I remember the process of writing this because we went to have a little sippy sip as we put this one together. And again, I don't know if this is on the air or online.
Fed up with the duty.
You know what? My feet are on the seat. It's a duty. My feet are on the seat. Duty. It's a tower of
dough. All right. You did all that.
But we wrote it. We wrote it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I did give you, my feet were on the seat.
Yeah.
And because we're, you know, sometimes you're almost done and you need a little bit here, a little bit there.
That's, we've performed that I don't know how many times at Ticket Stock, and I love that. I do have one opening day song. Jared, did you find the other one I was looking for?
No, I couldn't find
it. All right. Well, I don't know if you're going to approve of this, Mike, as one of your better ones, but let's rock
with it.
Then
life.
Okay, let's get to the
music. Slow. But I've got my red hat on. I guess since Darvish is gone, we'll hand the ball to Cole. But honey, I just don't know. This year's team could really blow, but it's opening day. It'll be alright. Opening day, AL West is still tight. We've got four brutal games versus Jose Altuve. And I just want to curl up and die. Yeah, it'll be a long summer. Rugi K's and Beltre trades. Maybe they'll exceed expectation. But no chance we're popping champagne. And if our bullpen has a game to close, who'll blow it, Kella or Claudio? It's opening day.
Old references.
It'll be all right. Opening day, we'll be one back by tonight. We've got four brutal games versus Jose Altuve. This really will suck come July.
Oh, the sweet tones of Mike Soroy.
I think that's the song I found my range. Like, that's the one song I did that I think sort of fit singing-wise, but not the rest of them, man.
Soroy and song.
You know, Mike, I don't do a lot of songs, but you talked me into doing the David Bowie song. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's good. Oh, boy. Ground control to Hitzka's norm, and you wore a little spaceman helmet. That was so fun, man. There's an infinite good times, and this is I don't even know. I feel happy right now, but probably a sad day overall. But just nothing but good memories. That battle of the paddle was so fun. Getting to play Carlisle, and I couldn't believe how many people were there to watch it. And I remember when we walked out, everyone was smiling, and we were all doing bits, you know. But I just remember seeing everyone with a huge smile, and even anything at Ticket Stock. And walking out on stage, or like when they announced me, or I was like, wow, they're all cheering, or they're happy, or they dig me. So I do want to give some love to the P1s, because hell, since yesterday when we did the little announcement thing, I literally can't keep up with the messages that I've gotten, mainly on Twitter. I haven't even checked the DMs, because hundreds of people have DM'd me. My emails I haven't even gotten to yet, and I will. But just on Twitter alone, man, it is just nonstop. And it's people saying some of the nicest stuff, man. I didn't expect that. I mean, I expected some. I'm not going to say I didn't, but it's just endless. And, man, I never would have thought P1's, like, the relationship that you, the hosts, and we have with them and how real it is and how many P1s for so many years have, like, contacted me to help me with stuff. Like, I never, that was never the plan, you know, but almost anything we run into, someone will be like, hey, I can help you. I'll be glad to help you. And they're happy to do it. And just to see the reaction, knowing that I'm gone today, after today, man, I didn't expect it, but it's hard to say, hey, I love all y'all and I'm not leaving town, you know, and please come up and have a chat or say hi or get a hug, man. But I just never thought that would happen to me, you know, and I don't know, just a nice regular dude. And then you end up someday looking up and like, I don't want to say it like now I'm somebody now, but that's what the ticket has given you, you know, like something different, you know, than normal existence. And it's all because of them and you guys here at the station. And it's just, I never would have thought it, man.
This thing is a different animal.
Yeah.
Than any other station around the world. And it takes working at a couple of different stations to realize how different this is and how special you feel when you work at a place like this. And it's all about the P1s and what they do and how they make us feel special. And we're spoiled, man. We have some of the greatest listeners in the whole entire world. They criticize us, which is, they feel like they can because they feel like we are a part of them. And we are, because we open up and share so much about ourselves on this dumb radio station.
Yep.
And a lot of people around that work at stations, they don't do that. And that's the privilege I think that we have to try to do that to the P1s, and they just give us that in return, man. It is seriously two radio stations I've worked at before working here, and there is nothing like working at this radio station.
And it's because of them, you know, and their loyalty and their support. And I hope it will go away on some level. I understand that, but that's the thing that you can't quantify when you make a decision like the one I've made and I'm leaving, you know, like I know the reasons why it's good for me and I know why I'm doing it and all this, but you just can't quantify losing that mystical thing that is the ticket and the relationship with the P1s. And you can say, all right, I need to do this because of this. I have to do this. But you just can't quantify what it means to not have that anymore. And that scares me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live without it, you know, but here we go.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remembering years ago when you first came in and we decided to have you as the producer. And Donnie, I don't know how far back you go with Mike, the off-the-wall Mike Soroy you hear right now has always been off the wall, okay? That isn't something that's developed. But when I met Mike, he had this bubbliness about him and this high octane and this ready-to-try-anything personality. And, Mike, that's made us better. Me, personally, it's made me better as a talk show host because Mike is constantly trying to interject fun somewhere into the show. Somewhere. It can be a small amount or a large amount. But I know that's made me a better talk show host since you've been my producer. And I'll bet you Donnie feels exactly the same way.
Man, I can remember the exact moment we exchanged information.
Really?
The reason I do know that is because the way you're still labeled in my phone to this very day.
What is it?
Mike MVP Soroy. Because I got your phone number at the great game when you got the MVP. That's the first time we exchanged information. And dude, it's been one effing hell of a roller coaster ride ever since, man. And while we're still going to keep in contact and all that stuff, I just not seeing you every day is going to freaking punch me right in the face.
Yep.
You know that.
Me too.
And
me too,
you know,
man.
This thing has been crazy. We've shared a ton. I've done a ton just because of you, and hopefully I can return the favor, and you've done some things because of me, and this is a friendship that will never, ever go away. It's going to change, but it's not going to ever go away, man. You know how much I love you, bro. And Godspeed and everything that you do, and if you ever need anything, I don't care what time of day it is, if your car's stuck on the side of the road, holler at me. I'll get up and come assist you. I mean, I'll open up the hood and look at it.
What are you
gonna
do?
I don't know what I'm looking at, but
I'm not calling you on that one. Dude,
well, right? I'll come get you if you need a ride.
That's nice and everything, but nah.
But yeah, man, this thing is gonna change, but hopefully it doesn't change that much, because I do value our friendship off the air, not just on the air, and what we've done, and hopefully we can continue to do some of those things, man.
You know, this is something we say, and it sounds trite to some listeners, but at this station, this show, I know the other shows feel this way also, but we've developed a bond in this show, and I think we've been successful in this show because we truly love each other. And, Mike, I almost feel like you should be ready to be saying something about a Tech field goal.
I wouldn't do it.
As I say this. But I love you, and I love you as a friend, and I will always love you as a friend. And if there's a moment you need anything, pick up the phone. Don't text, because I'm a little late replying to those, but make a call.
I will. I will. I love you guys too, man. We'll be all right.
I have one last question for you.
Okay.
If it's too personal, I understand if you don't want to answer it.
That's understandable.
But there's one thing that a lot of us want to know. Whatever happened to the fate of man?
All right, let me tell you about the fate. I'll tell you here, because there is some news. But, dude, no. Good one.
I knew I would hear this today.
Somewhere. Hey, lastly, can I want to give a little love to my brother, Cash, who doesn't have the whole, like, multi-day adios mofo thing that I got, but...
Just lean over and tell him. Right there, right? You guys are enjoying.
Hey, buddy. No, he loved the ticket before I even lived here, and I remember I flew in...
I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a lot of video games. Main thing when I'm in the zone.
And I was in the car, and he's like, listen to this. This is awesome. I'm like, dude, shut up. I want to talk to you. I just got in town. He's like, no, you got to listen to this. And he kind of forced me to love the ticket instantly. And then I don't know how long it took, but, man, the day that we got a show together and it was like Cirque got greenlit, and I just remember how happy he was, and we got to do that for a really long time together.
I wore a suit.
Jake, can you imagine the two of them not living in the same town?
No.
Yeah. We didn't for a long time, but then we did, and then we got to do that together and jay around together on weekends, and that's brought us close, you know. But, you know, he's done, too, you know, and it's sort of by my decision.
There you go, Mike. Dude, when you hang out at this the Saroy house with the Saroys together, like it was just the three of us. I mean, Mary was somewhere around there doing, like, real adult stuff. Not like Triple X. I mean, like,
We got it.
But these guys will sit together and they're doing a show together. That's when I brought my the head shaver over, and you grabbed it, looked at it, and then you shaved your brother's head with it.
Yeah. As you had, like, the most grossed out look on your face. Like, that's not what I meant.
I just wanted to show you guys. This is great for bald dudes.
My two most fun moments here at the station so far have involved Cirque. The 500th show.
Yeah.
And then the Chef X Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Where I have never laughed that hard in my life.
Those are funny.
Are you doing 1210 with us or no?
No.
Well, then I did want to do something, because there seems to be just a single narrative so far on the station regarding Mike leaving. And I heard Donovan like, oh, we'll still text and call and be friends. And I heard Corby talking yesterday. I'm just thinking we need some new blood around here. I'm really excited about this.
Okay.
And we are work friends. We're acquaintances. But I don't think we'll really have cause to text each other later.
Okay.
So I just wanted to balance this out a little bit.
Yeah.
That
be
love,
fair,
the love kissy fest is a little too much for you.
Fair and balanced. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, man, Sir Roy's leaving. Isn't this terrible? Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm still doing okay. My high-speed internet is fine. And,
right. Got lunch on the way.
Oh, man.
Car started when you push the button, right?
Got a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know.
Weather's nice.
The one thing with the Saroys is together, though. I do love, you're right. They do put on a show together when they're together. But the dynamic of Mike changes a tad because Cash is older. And the times that he's played the little brother to Cash, it feels weird because Mike is so convincing Saroy around everyone else.
What? They're
now
not
he'll
twins?
Defer to
and
Mike,
then he'll defer to Cash. And it's really weird to see at times. It's like, okay, this is Saroy who can basically talk me into doing anything in the world.
Right. That's why I have befriended Cash.
Smart.
So I will continue to text him and call him. I'm very good friends with Cash.
That's not Mike. This is it, right?
Yeah, but if I need Mike to, you know, come around to my way of thinking, I go to Cash.
I think his next endeavor should be pimping him and his brother out to go on vacation with.
Is that fun?
The most fun I've ever had in my life every time I've done it, and I've done it several times. You'll never have a dull moment.
I feel like you could just pimp yourself out.
I know.
And I love Cash, too, but when Mike walks in a room, it's...
I've only have half that experience, and it is insane.
It makes everyone smile. Like, because, you know, the party's... If I walk in, they're like, okay. Mike is... You have to invite Mike if you're having a party.
And for some reason, everyone will do exactly what he says because of the clap of the hand and the woo! All right, let's go! Woo!
Now, if you want your party
you're taking shot after shot, like, what is happening here?
Why are
if you
we
want
doing this?
Your party to end at a certain time, and you're steadfast about that, don't invite Mike.
True.
Because whatever time you had as the ending, it'd be like, come on, it's a couple more, just a couple more just to hang out a little bit. I mean, we're having a good time. Why would you just end it right now?
Yeah. Do you like fun or do you like not fun?
I've experienced skiing and Vegas both under the Saroy thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, and it is incredibly magical to see and witness. So this wild ride, man, is coming to an end here.
Yeah.
How about that?
Weird.
When's your last day?
We're about 30 seconds away from it. All right, Norm, Donnie, boys. It's been fun.
Love you, man.
Love you guys.
What about you, Dan?
Say it, Dan. Say it.
You know